Hello, massive trigger warning for this following episode. I'm actually re-recording this intro because I didn't really give a clear enough trigger warning. Listening back a week later, this is quite distressing. So yeah, trigger warning. The conversation involved sort of dark thoughts, suicidal thoughts, and isn't that nice to listen to in theory. But as I said originally when I started this podcast, I'm trying to show every single part of this journey because I think it's important to cover all the angles. I've had some people message me say you don't have to do that. People message me saying maybe I should remove this episode. But unfortunately, life isn't this great, lovely place. There is dark days and we have to be talking about it more. I've had people say, oh, you haven't got to show all the sides of it. Like, if you're struggling, you know. But I do think it's important to be open and honest about how I'm feeling. I had someone message me saying, you know, I think it's quite distressing. It's really hard to listen to. It's really negative. It's really self-destructive. Well, that's what people have to think about on a daily basis sometimes. So you can't just brush it under the carpet. So yeah, it's a distressing episode, but stay tuned for the follow-up episode because a lot changes. So there is definitely light at the end of this tunnel. But yeah, here's my trigger warning. Listen at your own risk. Thank you. I would probably say that the last 6 weeks have been probably some of the hardest weeks of my life. And that's just putting it bluntly as well. There's been so much shit that's been happening. It's been hard to actually process and actually make sense of what's been going on. I mean, there's loads of factors for that. For example, in the UK with lockdown 2.0, I'm pretty sure most people that I know are having a fucking hard time right now. Same storm, different boats. Everyone's really struggling. Did an Instagram poll today and I had about 54 people say they were struggling and 7 people say they weren't. So that's an 89% struggle compared to an 11%, no, I'm not struggling. So that's says quite a lot about what's going on right now. I don't know, I feel disconnected. I think the first lockdown, I actually felt like I was the best version of myself I'd been in a very long time. I remember having a chat with someone and I remember just being like, yeah, I feel like I am doing really well mentally, but like everything else is like good. I felt really good about my circumstances, yet we were under a national lockdown, could only leave the house for an hour a day, yet I felt fantastic. I've actually been trying to replicate how I felt during that time, but I can't seem to cover any ground. It's just really, really difficult. Tried to sort of write down why I felt better. And I think, one, I was on furlough, so probably the first time I had a break from working in music for a long time. And me and my job have quite a love-hate relationship with my job, and shouldn't really be saying that out loud on my podcast, which is public, but very love-hate relationship with my job, to be honest with you. And I think that's something that I have to admit more to myself. But when I was on furlough, there was just me, myself and I, no work. So suddenly I had to kind of figure out how to pass my time. And I put a lot of love into myself. I felt good physically. I was doing lots of runs and stuff. And then also I felt I was eating really well. I started learning, like, I cook quite a lot anyway, but I started learning more and more recipes. Started like doing shit like, rather than getting a takeaway, I just started to look into like how to make the same thing at home. And I was, because I had more money, because I was on furlough and I wasn't spending any money. So I just started buying ingredients. I was going to like Asian supermarkets. I was buying loads of stuff. I was just trying to buy like really authentic things and trying to make really authentic things and making like bolognese from scratch, like slow cooked, like pork and beef mince with pancetta. Like, I was just doing loads of stuff. Making like vegan stuff. I don't know, I was just really enjoying myself. So I guess I had an outlet. And also, you know, at the start of lockdown, I had moved back to my family house. And it was the first time I was living at home properly for a very long time. So the relationship with my parents was really good. My whole family, we were all locked down together. So we just got really close. It was really nice. But And then what else? I was doing video calls every day with my friends. I didn't feel FOMO. I felt really connected to my friends and like my community. My sort of music projects on the side were doing really well. They were growing and I was able to dedicate a lot of time to them. And I just really found myself very immersed in everything around me. And I just felt really good and happy and content, you know? I think the FOMO thing was the biggest thing, actually. I didn't feel FOMO at all. I felt really, really, yeah, like I said, connected. I felt very involved. But then also another... Actually, no, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, I felt very connected. And then obviously, like, then we started to, like, ease out of lockdown a little bit and we were able to go out and stuff and I had such a good summer with my friends, to be honest. It was such a wholesome summer. Like, we all just really came together and it was lovely, to be honest. Like, I felt really good. Nothing else mattered to me at that point. It was like family and friends, nothing else matters. I'm on furlough, so literally family, friends, that's all that matters to me right now. And all my side projects, like music stuff, was with friends. So it literally was just family and friends. I didn't give a fuck about anyone else at that point. And that was probably the happiest point I've ever been at in my life, where I felt so loved from everyone around me. And then as time's gone on, people going back to work, pubs were open. That was fine. But then I think my birthday, 12th of September, when I turned 27, that was the last weekend before the 10 p.m. curfew. I don't know why the curfew had such an impact on my life, but I feel like I really struggled since that 10 p.m. curfew was in effect. I don't know why. I think because I felt more trapped. I can't even articulate it. I've tried to explain to people why I felt that way. I think it's because I liked the freedom of being able to go home when I wanted to go home in a pub environment. 10 p.m., it just felt so premature. It just felt so early. I just didn't feel good about it. Definitely being like in your 20s as well when, not everyone, but for me, I like going out late. And I would, if it was a Friday or a Saturday and I was at a pub, I would probably, definitely on a Friday, I'd probably just like make a move about 11:30 anyway. But I just felt like I'd done stuff. The problem with the curfew for me was that I had to pick and choose who I was going to see in a very limited amount of time. And instead, we were just doing stuff in the daytime, which made it even harder. And there was a lot, everything was more alcohol fueled and it was really tough. And I had a lot of fallouts with people, a lot of good friends that I fell out with. Like, honestly, I fell out with a lot of people during the 10 p.m. curfews. Like, it's mad. On reflection, I do believe it's because you're drinking all day. We would meet at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to like make up that lost time after 10 p.m. But instead, we would just get so pissed, and then you wouldn't eat properly. So it was all alcohol fueled always. We'd just have fallouts. It wasn't wholesome anymore. It just became like a race. So I guess that's the reason why I struggled with the 10 p.m. curfew. But this actual concrete lockdown has been painful, and I've had some real dark moments in this time, and it's actually really emotional to say, and I feel like it's very difficult for me to like string these next sentences together, but yeah, I've had a real hard time and I've hurt a lot of people in this time as well, and it's never been intentional. It's just my mind, I think I just really struggle with I just can't deal with stuff at the moment. I'm really having a hard time. And I don't even know what the purpose of this episode is going to be, because I actually started this podcast to help people. And the first couple episodes were like there to assist people, definitely about panic attacks. There was like, I was implementing strategy in place for people, and I had a lot of feedback from people who enjoyed those initial episodes and felt they were useful, you know, having guests on talking about important topics. And now I just feel like I'm just sitting here talking about my problems and my issues, and my internal monologue right now is very damaged and it's very negative. I've been beating myself up for about 6-7 weeks now. It's actually like constant battle right now, where if someone was speaking to me how I speak to myself for 7 weeks, I don't know what I would do with myself. Like, I'm very nasty to myself. And in turn, all that does is just, I just push people away from me, whether they're friends, sort of like, you know, love interests or whatever. It's just, I just push people away because internally I kind of beat myself up and I just, I don't know. I can't even articulate what I'm trying to say, to be honest, but I guess this episode is not going to be a self-help episode. I just kind of wanted to get this out there. I feel like I just had to say it out loud. Because I know a lot of people are going through similar scenarios. But I guess also the purpose of this episode is almost like a documentary of how my mind works from A to B. So maybe there's not specific things in this episode that will help someone, but hopefully I myself can map out the journey from how I felt good at the start of lockdown to hopefully feeling better down the line. And I can look at key milestone points and start to work out what went wrong for me to feel down again so that I can implement a strategy for people moving forward from that point, if that makes sense. So this is, I'm almost kind of like trying to document every stage, sometimes reluctantly. Like I haven't done a podcast in a while because I've just felt really low and I just felt like everyone was going to listen to this and be like, what a dickhead, shut the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? But that's just how my mind works right now. Yeah, I know a lot of people feel the same, but also I'm at this point now where like, you, I think a lot of people can relate to this, when you feel really low and then someone says something and it like, you can't stop thinking about it. And it could be the smallest thing, the smallest thing. Someone says, do you know what? You're actually like, you're actually annoying me, right? For like weeks, you'll be like, I'm really annoying, aren't I? I've got a problem. Someone said to me recently that I talk about, I fell out with someone recently while drinking and they made a comment, right? And it really affected me. And I remember I couldn't shake it for like 4 days. And then someone that I was chatting to recently, not necessarily intentionally, and like we spoke and it was just a misunderstanding, but it was basically about me talking about my problems and making them out to be worse than others. And that has not left my mind for about a week now. I've not stopped thinking about it. I just can't stop thinking about it. And I've questioned my entire existence these last 7 days. I've sat down and I've thought to myself, am I just like some selfish, obnoxious prick who thinks that I'm the only person suffering with mental health? And actually, you start to believe these things when you say it out loud. And again, my internal monologue starts to kind of piece it together and make it feel real. I know that's not the case, but I'm not certain that's not the case. You know, I'm not confident. I'm trying to say that to feel better, but then I'm not confident when I say that. I'm like, actually, there could be a chance that I could be obnoxious and I could be making out my problems are worse than everyone else. That's why I've put this episode off for about 6 weeks, because I felt very ashamed of the podcast at the moment. A part of me was going to give it up recently. I literally was thinking maybe I should just kind of give this up. This isn't helping anyone. This is just my own selfish way of having self-therapy. But anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about now. Pretty low. It's interesting to document it, you know, like it's good to have a reference point. But I just can't seem to get back to how I felt in the first lockdown. I now feel so lonely and disconnected, and it's not even FOMO, it's just like intimacy. And I don't mean that in a sexual way, just intimacy in a sense of like human company. I live in a house where, thing is, like me and my parents clash a lot at the moment. Like I'm going to just say that out loud, but me and my parents have been clashing so much. Me and my mum fell out quite badly. Here's another thing, I fell out with my mum and then she said, made a comment about like my attitude and like how I complain about stuff and I'm just always up and down. She said this thing like, you're always up and down and you bring everyone down. And she didn't mean it, but I've like been grasping onto that. And then another girl that I was, a girl that I was chatting to said something as well. And she said, I can't do this up and down. She didn't mean it in that sense though. That's a very different context. But the point is, started to associate that as well with my behavior. And now I'm just like, I'm up and down. And I hate speaking to my friends now about mental health. Like, it makes me so sad because I feel like I can't talk to them about it, because I'm like, they're probably sitting there being like, this fucking prick is actually pissing me off. He's so up and down. He can't make his mind up. He changed his mind. Every Sunday, it's the same thing. He feels low. He feels down. Like, it's probably because he had a couple beers last night. Like, he's probably just, it's all self-inflicted. Like, and all he's doing is just leeching off me. That's literally what goes through my mind, right? And I even get it in my group chat now. I'll put something out in the group chat, not about how I feel and stuff, but I'll just put like something out there. And I just won't get a reply. But the thing is, everyone's dealing with their own shit. That's completely fair enough. But my brain can't comprehend that. It's almost just like, where is everyone? But people are there. If I called someone and started up talking to them about it, they would most likely talk to me. But I think when you feel this low, you just feel very cut off, and you feel like everyone's got an ulterior motive. That's the best way to describe it. I'm finding this really hard right now. And I think, again, everyone is. So I can't sit there and claim that I'm going through all this shit, because everyone else is going through it. I get it. But I guess I'm at a stage where I just find it really hard to actually, like, work out how to move forward. And I think there was a couple of weeks ago where I had to self-isolate for a week, because according to my track and trace app, I was in contact with someone with COVID. But I mean, I had a test, and yeah, anyway, point is, I was self-isolating, and that was just the week before the second lockdown was coming. And I found it really difficult. I found it really hard to actually feel good. And I just remember having to call Samaritans twice. And that was horrible. And I remember like reading up the self-help guide on the website and, you know, reading the help sheet. Because I started to fantasize. That's when it sort of comes into play. I start fantasizing about not being around anymore. And when you're in such a low, because I think a lot of people don't really understand suicide still. I think there's a lot of ignorance towards it, but not even ignorance, just like with sadness and loss comes like confusion. But in turn, people confuse why suicide happens and what's behind it. Because the one thing is that it's this double-edged sword in terms of this thinking process. A couple of weeks ago, when I was self-isolating and I couldn't leave the house, me and my parents kept falling out. We had fallen out numerous times. But also, I always confide in my mum. And then when we had this argument and she was like, you know, you bring everyone down. She didn't mean it. She just didn't know how to deal with it, right? But in turn, that was like the worst timing for that ever. Because when your own mum says that to you, suddenly it's your whole perception changes. And you think, I bet my friends think I'm the same. I bet this girl thinks I'm the same. I bet these guys think I'm the same. And then before you know it, you're crying yourself to sleep because you're like, everyone thinks everyone must think I'm like this. And you start to almost imagine people saying it behind your back to each other. And you picture it so clearly. So when you start to fantasize about suicide, it's so interesting, right? Because actually, you start to fantasize and you genuinely believe that the world would be better without you. So I think to myself, you know what? My parents are probably so sick of my shit. It's probably is easier if I just die, get the funeral done, then they can just move on with their lives and have such, like, they'll have a great time. Like, things will work out really well for them. And you start to, like, believe it. You go, oh, do you want my mates? Like, maybe it'll bring all my mates together. Like, maybe if I die, all my mates will feel really connected. And, like, maybe that's the sign. Maybe that's what my purpose in life is, actually, to die now so that my mates will, like, almost, like, become, like, they'll grow together and that will like be the make or break for them. And they will like have great lives from that point. Like maybe it's the sacrifice that needs to happen. This is all what happens in your mind. It's not just like, of course it can be a cry for help for a lot of different reasons, but people don't really understand suicide. When people commit suicide, it's not just for themselves. I swear to God, it's not just because that person is unhappy. From speaking to other people who have been through similar things and contemplated suicide before, it's never just about yourself. It's actually more so about people around you and like making the place better. People need to be careful what they fucking say to people. I'm just going to say that now because one little comment like that can affect someone's mindset in such a deep way. No one's at fault though. No one's to be blamed. But I think it's worth mentioning that it is good to be conscious of these kind of things. Anyway, I don't even know what I was getting to. I have ups and downs so much that I feel like I'm bringing everyone down. And I've actually started to contemplate maybe I should be on antidepressants. Depressants now because I never find this equilibrium, and I know you're never going to find an equilibrium in terms of mental health. You're always going to have ups and downs in life because life is the world's a dark place. Like it's naturally going to fluctuate. But I'm so extreme. I'm either like in bed at night, calling some errands, fantasizing about killing myself so that everyone around me can have a better life, or I'm at this absolute high where I feel untouchable and I feel like amazing and living life to its fullest. And I just never find that middle ground. And I find that really difficult. But I think also maybe I'm sort of living, if you look at a scale between 0 and 100, I feel like I only actually ever get to 50. Maybe that's the highest point that I feel is 50 and I just keep going down again on the scale. But, you know, I'm just finding things very difficult at the moment, and I just don't feel well at all. And I feel like every time I talk about it, I want to cry, and that's very painful as well, because you know, I've never felt this disconnected before. Yeah. We live in a world which is so connected. Me and my parents aren't really chatting at the moment. Haven't spoken properly for like two weeks. My sister's in a relationship, so you know she's got someone there. a lot of my friends are in relationships. And it's not even a relationship I want. I've realized this week that I'm far from ready in terms of a relationship. I think I've always liked the idea of them, but I'm just not ready. I just can't deal with shit on my own still. Like, I'm so insecure still. I really struggle. I don't know who I am still. Like, honestly, I can't tell you enough how difficult my day-to-days are. Trying, like, getting out of bed, making breakfast, having a shower, deciding what to do with myself. It's so difficult. I feel so alone. I've got no sense of community right now. Every game I play as well, I'm playing games, right? I've never felt more disconnected, even on a game space. I keep trying to get involved with different people that I meet on games, and I just can't seem to like break through into the bubble. I've got friends in real life as well who play on a Discord server, which is like a gaming chat server. But I feel like they hate me. I feel like they don't want to. I feel every time I get involved, I'm never good enough to get involved with them properly. Like, I'm not involved in the banter. I'm not involved in the humor. I'm not involved with like the inner circle. And I just don't know where I belong right now in life. And I think this is the problem, you see. I need, maybe antidepressants can help sort of bring me back down to earth a little bit, because the suicidal thoughts keep coming back. I've probably had about 5 or 6 different suicidal thoughts in the past 3 or 4 days. I don't just mean, oh, I have a little think about suicide. It's more like in-depth analysis as to how I feel and why I should probably not live anymore. And like the other day, the other month, I started to think, do you know what? I think I almost accepted I wouldn't go past 27. And I don't even know what I'm trying to do here. I just want to try. I'm trying to keep talking to try and make sense of my situation. I guess what I can say about this episode is that to make sense of your situation, it's just about trying to list things out and try and, you know, look at the mean, look at the average, look at the median, just kind of see what correlates and what doesn't. That's what I'm doing right now, I guess. But yeah, I feel like this is a hard time for everyone. And I'm just hoping that things can get back to normal soon and we can start. Well, do I? I don't know. Do I? Was I happy when things were normal? Probably not, actually. I was quite miserable. And here we go. Now I'm just sitting here being like, what a miserable prick. Like, this guy. But it's true. I don't think I've done stuff for the last like 4 years that I haven't been happy with. I just assumed I should do it. I've worked jobs that I don't like. I've moved to places I didn't want to move to, all because I thought maybe it was for the best and I should do these things and go to these places and stuff. But, you know, so I wasn't happy. Probably happiest I've been was during that first lockdown. And that sounds fucking ridiculous when you say it out loud. Why is it? Can't work it out. But anyway, I think I just needed a place to put this. And I'm really hoping when things get back to normal, or I keep saying that, I don't mean to say that. When I start to feel more elevated and feel more like an equilibrium in my life mentally, maybe then I can get back to doing podcast episodes that are structured and feel there's an element of self-help there. Right now, I feel like I'm just talking to myself. But, you know, if anyone else is feeling like this, please do reach out, because honestly, like, oh, I don't even know. I feel like such a failure at the moment, and it's just such a shit feeling. But I know deep down I'm not a failure. But just work isn't going well. Personal life isn't going well. Dating life isn't going well. Family life isn't going well. Friend life isn't going well. Even like my gaming life isn't going well. Like, everything's really bad at the moment. And it's all self-inflicted. Like, every single thing, the mistakes are all from me. Or at least it feels that way, you know? Friends, it's because I'm just overwhelming them and I'm just always up and down and they just can't keep up and they just don't know how to deal with it. And they're a bit annoyed. Family, same thing. Probably feel like I'm overwhelming them all the time and they just feel a bit fucking fed up and burnt out from me. Because it's always me who falls out of my family. No one else in my family falls out. Like, for example, like my sister and that, they don't fall out of my parents. It's just me. We have really serious arguments. And I'm like, it's probably you. You're probably just a prick. And that's what's happening. You're just causing it. Girls, I don't know what I want. So I keep like going up and down. And then in turn, I just lead people on and they feel like shit. And then they fucking feel horrible. Then in turn, I have to reflect and think to myself, fuck, you've done that because you're a fucking idiot and you should have just fucking stepped away and not done anything. But instead, you thought you'd give it a go, you thought you were ready, but you're not fucking ready, so why are you doing it? Then it's like I start beating myself up. Gaming life. I get invested in games, but then I never feel like I have enough investment to get properly invested, if that makes sense. So in turn, I never like meet people online and stuff in gaming because I never invest properly. I just kind of jump on for a bit and expect to have it all handed to me. No one gets involved. Work. Well, I work. My day job is in the live events industry and there's no fucking live events. So it's just constant pushback, pushback, pushback. So there's no like dopamine release at work. There's no like small wins and, you know, happening every day. I used to get like daily wins from work and now I don't. I get daily losses. Personal projects, podcasts. Well, this has kind of gone to shit because this was meant to be a self-help platform for people and now it's just me talking to a microphone in my sister's studio in my house, talking about how I want to kill myself and how I hate my life. Not really much self-help going on here, is there, at the moment? So that's a bit shit. Don't know how I'm going to repair that relationship. What else? All the music projects I run. Well, at the moment, we're stretched in. We've got no budget. Things are really shit. We're struggling to actually, struggling to actually get traction. Everyone else is doing bits and we're kind of just sitting idly waiting for the next step, and music industry at the moment is very difficult. It's fucked. Financially, well, I'm on a half salary on 50% living at my mum's house again. Can't complain. Happy to be home. Parents still together. You know, again, I can't complain about it. I'm not trying to complain about it. I'm just stating everything feels like I've failed. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I've failed. To me, it's a problem. You know, I need to get out of my house. I'm 27 years old. I'm an adult. I'm living with my parents still, who, not intentionally, but they're still very parental, you know? They try and, like, micromanage me still in certain ways, like, mentally. And it's just too much for me. And we just clash on everything. Politics, viewpoints, mental health. Like, we can't agree on anything anymore. And I think the times that we have the best relationships are when I don't live in the house. But admittedly, first lockdown, we had a great time. Don't know why. Can't articulate why. Maybe it's because I felt more compassion because we were all, quote unquote, in this together. So yeah, everything's fucked for me. But maybe that's a complete wrong mindset. Maybe I'm just being pessimistic and negative and narcissistic about it. Maybe I just need to turn it on its head. But I can't seem to do that at the moment. But anyway, I appreciate people who have got this far listening. But yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. Anyway, hopefully I'll be back again soon with some actual content. But I don't know. I don't really know. Cool. Okay, I'm going to leave this one here. But until next time. We'll be right back.